Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. Just hold up and hunker down like everybody else.
I was going to say, what, as far as your job goes, you specifically first, what are you doing now?
A lot less, that's for sure. I'm trying to keep up with people via phone and trying to figure out different things to write about, things people are interested in. But with no games and no hope or expectation of games, you know, maybe for 3 months or more, it's getting harder to kind of try and figure out exactly what to write about because there's nothing going on.
The NBA is now talking about June. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking like June. I mean, I saw the CDC guidelines yesterday, just like everybody else did, and so that would mean that if you followed that 6 to 8 week guideline, if you looked at it as 8 weeks for limiting large group gatherings, that's getting you to like May 10th. And even then, like, that could easily be extended. We don't know how this, you know, this outbreak is going to proceed or anything like that. So you can't really project, oh, yeah, like May 10th, that'll be the day they'll start again. And plus, even then, you know, teams would need time to practice, get together, you know, maybe try and find ways to have like a maybe early preseason or a late preseason and kind of get things going again. It just wouldn't happen until June at the earliest.
So my question is, is there any plans, do you think, to actually play out the entire season, then the postseason, or how do you think they're going to do this?
You know, if I had to guess, I mean, I don't know what the plans are. I think the league is going through a lot of iterations of plans to try and figure out how to make this work. I just can't imagine that they'd be able to resume the regular season and play. I mean, some teams had 19 games left. And if you're going to play the full playoffs after that, I mean, this whole season is just going to bleed into, the start of next training camp. So you're going to have to cut something somewhere because you're not going to do that. You're not going to play everything out the way it had been. So I could see how they maybe would play, an abridged regular season, let teams get to the same number of games. So everybody's played, 70 games or whatever it is. But I don't think they'd play the whole thing, and I think they'd have to maybe just skip straight to the playoffs and use the standings as they are now.
The other question I have for you is when it comes to, do you think there is a possibility of the cancellation of the season? Let me start there.
Yeah, that's still totally possible. I mean, we don't know how much further things are going to progress or get worse. They're already closing, schools and places of worship and restaurants and movie theater. Everything's starting to close. And that's going to take a while for those things to reopen, and it could continue for a long time. So if they're limiting air travel or, large group gatherings, and that extends into June, July, like at some point the league just needs to say, okay, like we can't finish this. We need to just kind of move on, just for the sake of public health. So there's definitely a possibility that the season may not resume.
The other aspect of this is the workers at the Fiserv Forum. I mean, you know, I know the Bucks have talked about giving back to the community and helping out. So I guess, you know, talk a little bit about that side of things, because, I mean, how much money is needed? I mean, you know, how many players are chiming in on this? Do you know?
Yeah, so on the Bucks have given something to help with paying these workers. There's at least, I think, 11 home games that were remaining, so 11 surefire dates that those people were going to, or at least could have planned to work. And so, you know, the players, Giannis, $100, Chris Middleton gave $100,000, the rest of the team, I'm not sure how much they gave, but all 15 other players, including their two-way guys, they all gave something towards the workers and matching all of those pledges, so that, you know, they're doubling that amount. And with the workers, there's over 1,000 part-time workers at Fiserv Forum who would be working on a game night, or, you know, or could be working on a game night. So they're working with the unions and all the different people to try to figure out how to take that money that the Bucks and the players have pooled together, and how to distribute that among the people who need it and who won't be able to work for, you know, those 10, 11 that the Bucks had for the rest of the year. And I don't know if that extends to potential playoff games that they're going to miss, because at least, you know, you could count on some playoff games with this Bucks team. But I'm sure they're working on that, trying to figure out how to help people get through this crisis.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, with all the different workers and all the different people, and there's necessary people, there's unnecessary people. I know that the facility, now give us the direction of the facility, because for the practice facility, is it open, the players can come in, but it's not organized workouts, correct?
Yeah, so players can go, but they can't do a team-wide workout. In fact, players, just as of last night, they've been told that they can go home. So if their home is not Milwaukee, they can travel away from the team if they want to go back to be with their family or whatever they need to do at a different location. You know, but then in terms of the Bucks practice facility, they can go there. The medical staff can still be there. The assistant coaches can be there. But the league is recommending, though, is that two players don't work at the same basket. Every player should be checked medically before they get in there. Make sure they're not showing any symptoms. You don't want it to spread within the team. So if everybody works at a different basket, maybe if assistant coaches are working with players, that one assistant can work with one player, and then that you keep it separated. So everybody is kind of forming their little bubbles. But the guys can still get work in, just that, you know, they can't really do it all together.
I was going to say, because I know they don't want guys congregating, so to speak, but there's a 14-day incubation period on something like this. But now let me ask you this. Have all the players been tested as well, do you think?
I'm not totally sure. That's something that the team hasn't been totally open about. The thing that I have heard is that no one has tested positive. So if anybody has been tested, no one on the team has been tested positive. No one is necessarily showing symptoms or acting sick. Everybody is trying to follow all the same regulations as the rest of us and be smart and stay isolated, socially distant, and all like that and all that stuff. So, but as of right now, there's nobody the team is aware of. I know Alex Lazary spoke about this the other day, but, you know, according to him, nobody he knows positive or is showing signs of being sick.
Okay. Now, what is this going to do? Because I know they have to kind of go through all the. By the way, we're talking to Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel about the Milwaukee Bucks and the NBA. But now, does all of this, I would assume they have to navigate all the waters of the collective bargaining agreement, because guys were supposed to become free agents, you know, in the middle of the finishing off of a season. I would assume, you know, they're going to kind of push that then back, correct? And
yeah,
they got to get a Players Association agreement, yeah.
Yeah, so the league has to be working with the Players Association through all of this. I'm sure they're working with their TV partners, all the different entities that are involved in an NBA season. I'm sure they're all working together to try and figure out how to make this work. Because you're right, like, the league season usually, you know, ends on June 30th, and then free agency starts later that day or the next day. And that's the time that, you know, contracts are up, and the way everything's written, going to, like, you know, if the season resumes, guys would theoretically be free agents during the time that they're playing. So I'm sure that they would have to figure that out with the Players Association before they could do anything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, because eventually they got to get all the, you know, all the entities to sign off on this. And then it's going to be, what are they going to do about next season? I mean, because the off season would then be shortened, obviously. And then do they keep a full season next year on top of it? I would assume they would. I mean, there's you know, let's be honest, there's going to be money to recoup out of all of this. You know what I mean?
Right. So, you know, you have to see if you can start the next season on time and if you can do it the same schedule that you normally would. Do you have to kind of maybe condense the next season and play 82 games, but then maybe start the season like a little bit late to give players more time during this off season? But then you want to condense those 82 schedules so there's more back-to-backs, there's more three games and four nights, that kind of thing. And I know players probably wouldn't like that. But it, maybe it's an extenuating circumstance they would agree to in order to finish this season. And obviously there's still the Olympics that are up in the air right now, that if they go on and the NBA season is going on, there may not be players to go play for, you know, their home teams, whether it's Team USA or other countries. So there's a lot of you know, craziness and factors that have to be weighed and ripple effects that we're still going to be seeing, you know, from now for months, probably years.
Matt, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. I'm sure we'll be looking for more stuff to come out, but it's going to be an interesting couple of months as we try to navigate through the waters of what can and can't be done and what will and won't be done. So I appreciate it, pal, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Unprecedented times, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There you go. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.